Ramos out to left center. Not deep. Coming in to make the catch on the run. That's Lucas. And that's it. Another win for the hottest team in the American League. The Toronto Blue Jays are flying high. And they sweep the Giants. The final score on this Sunday, 8-6.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Go ahead. Dave Fleming on the call. Roku. I'm sick of that stuff.
What are you sick of?
You don't get the pre and post from the Giants on NBC Sports Bay Area. Mm. So that right there, I hate it. And then also, too, to our guy Fleming, when you have a series where Webb and Ray go,
right,
you should never be swept.
Why? It's not
Webb deserves
it's not
better.
Koufax and Walter Johnson.
It's your version of it.
Yeah. Well, guess what?
And you got the Pirates coming up for 7 games. I'm scared to say, oh, they'll go 6-1 or 7-0.
Why would you? And like that, seriously, no, why would you think
that's
that?
The medicine I need. I need more of that. But I'm with Shasky. I heard him this morning saying they're not dead.
Okay, so now, okay, go ahead.
No, math is still there. Okay, they're not dead.
Then calm down.
But if you keep sleeping at the plate, you will be. How about that? Now, what's funny? Look like you had a procedure with the chiclets. A little whitening.
What does that mean?
Your teeth look whiter than they ever have.
Really?
Yeah.
I made it up.
Baking soda?
No, it's just regular, whatever, regular toothpaste that whitens. Thanks, Goo.
No, I'm serious.
No, thank you.
I'm wearing those sparklets.
Yeah. Appreciate it.
You too, E.
657... Steinmetz, quit walking around Karika Golf Course like you're Scotty Scheffler. I haven't been to Karika in about 3 weeks. Main man, Evan Giddings, played at Karika this weekend. How'd you like it?
Well.
And what'd you shoot?
Yeah. There's some work. We only played the 9-hole 3-par. And there
the
was.
Myth.
Yeah, okay. There was a lot of work being done on the tee boxes. So it was less than stellar. But I will say, it's the only driving range that I've been to in the Bay Area that has
Trackman.
Trackman.
Yeah.
That was awesome.
You gotta tell. I'm fronting like I know what's Trackman.
Basically, you set up, there's a liner behind you. So like, you know, in baseball, that's how they track the flight path of baseball. Tell you how far it goes, how hard you hit. So it's the same thing at the golf course where you select a club, you select basically which pin you want to hit it at, and then it tracks based on where you're aiming and which club you're using, basically like the efficiency of how you're hitting, where you're putting it on the ball, your slice, your drive. It's great.
Wow. You guys are going to laugh, but that sounds like the venue I go to in Roseville where, you know, we eat, drink, and golf. What about Top Golf? They have that like to your swing, and we know it's not actual golfing like Evan was, but it gives you that the analytics of your swing.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yep, exactly. But speaking of Scotty Scheffler, you know, here's the other thing. You know, stop telling me we love greatness. We don't love greatness. What? We love certain types of greatness. Scotty Scheffler is so dominant right now, it's unbelievable. But you know what? He's boring.
Says who?
Says the golf world. See, that's the issue. You know, everybody thinks, you know, we all like greatness when it's Michael Jordan. We all love greatness when it's Magic. We don't love greatness when it's Tim Duncan and Scottie Scheffler. Guys who just get it done, dominate, and then leave the playing field.
Dude, I love Duncan, and making me like Scheffler more. Like, okay, real quick, before the scandal for Tiger, what made him exciting? I mean, was it just because he was black? No. Or the muscles? What?
He hit shots that nobody else hit. Just like a Kobe, just like a Bird, Magic, Jordan. That to me is why. But and let's listen. I'm not going to let you do this right now.
Do what?
I'm not going to let you revise history and try to tell me that Tim Duncan is as popular as the other great players.
How about respected, partner? That's what I'm. He's respected
by the players. by his peers, yes, but I don't believe he gets the same amount of respect as Kobe Bryant. Well, as Magic.
I wouldn't say he's a walking billboard for endorsements, but
no, that's why nobody really. Yeah.
But Scheffler's dominant.
So was Tim Duncan. And they were called the most boring team in professional sports. You know?
Austin coming for me. What guru stop it? Tiger is a generational talent. I didn't say he wasn't.
Yeah, Tiger's like, you know, Tiger.
Hey, it's Tiger.
Tiger did things that we never saw before. This is a great poll question, by the way, if you want to jump on it. But the only problem is the answer's easy.
It's not great, but I do like it.
No, but who's more delusional? Joe Shasky thinking the Giants can make the playoffs, or Jonathan Kuminga wanting $30 million.
That's not even close. Well, you said it was easy.
Yeah, Kuminga's more delusional. Yeah. Shasky's pretty delusional. Actually, I don't think Shasky's delusional. They can make the playoffs. Why can't the Giants make the playoffs?
Because they can't hit?
Yeah, right now.
Right.
Well, last month, they haven't hit. Let's go more John Smoltz on Justin Verlander.
It takes that not going out trying to get that first win, just going out to execute pitches. I had to learn the hard way. I got released by Boston. I did some things and listened to some people I should have never listened to. And when I got to St. Louis, I was freed up. I pitched great. I ended my career the way I wanted to. I know Justin wants to get 300 wins badly, and he's a first ballot Hall of Famer. This is one of those things you just feel like you're in a dream it's a nightmare, and you just need something to shake your way, and I wouldn't be surprised if he got that on a roll. I wouldn't be surprised if he got on a roll if he could click whatever's going on right now. If he clicks, then you got the pitcher that you always hoped you were going to get from the beginning of the season.
That's John Smoltz.
Yeah, good luck with that.
He's not getting 300 wins. That's 38 more wins.
Well, we're worried
that's
about
four
one.
Seasons.
Can you get one win this season? That's where this thing is going.
Yeah. And he's not getting to 300. I can't see any way he gets to 300. But they got to keep pitching him.
No, you got no choice.
They've absolutely got to keep pitching him.
Make a move at the deadline.
I mean, but even if you make a move at the debt, let's say you get a starting pitcher. Who's
like Mitch Keller from the Pirates.
Okay, that's a name that's come up a lot.
That would be big, yeah.
Okay, so then, all right, then who's your rotation? Your rotation is Webb. It is Ray. It is
Roop.
Keller.
Roop,
and then who? You still got an issue with either
but now
Birdsong.
Okay, but now that's one of them got to sit. Right now you can't do that.
Yeah,
how many two strike counts did Verlander have Friday? We're watching Steiny, and he was throwing meatballs that the best spaghetti would appreciate.
Yeah, this is what Melvin said.
It was more put away with two strikes. Oh. You know, typically he's got something to get a swing and miss, didn't get any strikeouts. Actually, he limited the damage for the amount of base runners he had there in you know, less than three innings, but a couple key hits off him and just really didn't have a put away pitch today.
Bob Melvin.
Yeah. And as you get older, I guess those put-away pitches become infrequent, right? You would think to reach back and...
I mean, he's 42 years old.
Dude,
40-something years old, right?
Man.
I don't know. This team now is in Atlanta for three games, and you got to win two out of three here somehow, because you can't keep... You can't keep losing. They're already 2.5. See, this is exactly what happened last year to the Giants. They were in about this spot, but you realize there's 7 or 8 teams better than them. And let me tell you what we're looking at for the next month. Actually, 6 weeks. And you guys can decide whether you're going to fall for it or not. Guru's going to say that the math works. Guru's going to say that they're only 4 games in back, let's say, of the wild card. But the problem's going to be they're going to have to leapfrog 3 or 4 teams. And we saw how that worked out last year with this team.
And the last
they're
few
not,
years,
not,
to be honest.
They're not good enough right now to be the team that can, if you're in seventh or eighth place, which is where they are, can you really play well enough to leapfrog three teams? I'm not sure they can do that. And, you know, their schedule's not easy coming up either.
Well, you got the Pirates six games, Donnie. So you would think you could make some hay there. But, again, I got PTSD, and I'll never from the White Sox and Marlins. When you looked at them, like, who did the piece? You said in the Athletic to where if they could do such and such, you know, how did that work out? You lost, what, 5 of 6 to the Marlins and Dodgers, White Sox.
Yeah. Oh, you know what? And it's still
They can't hit left-handed pitching with their life dependent on it, too.
Yeah.
Well, they can't hit anyway, but.
Yeah, I blame Andrew Baggerly of The Athletic. I do. Talking about this team heading into the Marlins and the White Sox.
But you know that batters had nothing to do with what they were trying to get hits,
oh, really?
Right?
I don't know.
Sonny,
maybe they read it.
Sonny, stop.
I mean, why don't we put the rat on the table? Can somebody answer me this question? What the hell happened to the Giants since they acquired Rafael Devers? And what's happened to Rafael Devers? They're 11-17 with Devers.
That's crazy.
They're 11-19 in their last 30 because they lost the first two games, or the last two games they played before they acquired Devers to the LA Dodgers.
I truly don't know, man. I don't think anybody does, right? Even with the Giants.
I mean,
tell me a trade that's gone bad overall like this when you get a play. Like, again, Jimmy Butler is the exact opposite of what we thought in regard to the gains and changing your team's fortune. I mean, that thing popped off with Jimmy like a M80 firecracker right away. This thing's gone south.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ, FM, and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey sports station in the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries, always live on the free Odyssey app, and coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios, Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in San Francisco. The morning show asked Smoltzy if Verlander could end up coming out of the pen.
And for Justin Verlander at this point in his career, I would think would be almost very difficult to do, not impossible, but he has the experience and knows how to pitch. Justin knows how to pitch. What he's trying to learn is his new tool set, whatever that is in this year, whether it's his fastball that doesn't have a little extra carry or his curveball doesn't have a little extra break, pitching in San Francisco versus where he's been. The one thing about pitching is it's not the same everywhere you go. You know, certain players, certain mounds, certain venues, all the things that hitters will tell you, I didn't like this backdrop, I didn't like that stadium. There's all these factors that nobody puts in an analytical, like, this is the answer, that they miss out sometimes on players and places and why they don't work out.
All right. That actually is something that, to me, is a little bit alarming if he feels like he's just not comfortable here in San Francisco on the mound. I mean, he should be used to it by now, right? When you pitch half a season in a ballpark, you got to figure you know a little more about it than when you first started. But he's 0-8, Goo, with a 4.99 ERA. And I don't know what would you do with Verlander right now? I mean,
well, there's nothing you can do.
Keep running him out there.
Or no, I'd be on the phone trying to get me a Mitch Keller or something. Another option. That's what I would do if I believe this team can do something. And or if you asked me, you didn't, Stoney, are they better than the Padres? A week ago, I would have said, hell yes, I think they're better. But I still think they got action. So you're 2.5 behind the Padres. So when you talk about a leaping other teams, right now it's one just to get in. But that number is growing. That's the concern. So I'm gonna keep running him out there until I got a better option.
Yeah.
So and I would add if I'm Buster.
Evan, what would you do? You're Buster Posey. What do you do if you're Buster Posey? Are you adding?
I said add.
You're not doing anything right now. You're not selling. You're not buying. You're probably taking the temperature of the climate in case the next couple of weeks go great or they go poorly. But you already know what you need. Like, the Giants absolutely know that they have holes everywhere. You know, second base, maybe you'd like to add a relief pitcher, like a lefty, because Eric Miller's been hurt. You don't know if he's going to come back 100%. You'd like to add a starter. Like, you know exactly what you need. The question is, do you think it's good enough to chase? And I think the next 10 days are immensely important for Buster Posey, because I don't think he's decided whether they're sellers or buyers. I don't think he absolutely does not want to sell. Like, I don't think Posey is the kind of competitor that in his first season would want the Giants to sell. But if this team starts or continues to tailspin, that's something you have to consider.
Yeah, and to me, they got four guys. Four guys, maybe. Robbie Ray, Verlander. I don't know. Would you move Duvall? What about Wilmer Flores? Is there any interest in Wilmer Flores? I mean, I'm not saying you.
I mean, but what would he match?
Here's where I'm at right now with the Giants. I'm not selling right now, and I'm kind of with Evan. I'm not selling right now, but I ain't buying either. I can't buy. I cannot. I would not give up somebody in my minor league system that I like. If there is somebody there that I like, I don't know that I would move that player this season so that the Giants can try to make a push that, at this point, I don't even think most Giants fans have confidence that they can. Or maybe I'm wrong.
Yeah, but
I mean, if you're a Giants fan and you're looking at this pitching, you're looking at this hitting, do they have enough? And my question is, like, it's kind of interesting to me, is they were playing pretty well and then Devers came. And most people assume that Devers makes them better. We were talking about possibly winning, you know, can they challenge the Dodgers? And that hasn't happened. And Devers hasn't hit. And the Giants are worse now with Devers than they were without him. Not that it's his fault, but something's happened to this team. And, you know, I also think the issue with the Giants is it hasn't been dramatic. It's not like their pitching has fallen off the map. They're not hitting well enough. Mm-hmm. And it's gone on for the better part of the season. And I guess my question now is, you've played 100 of 162 games. Yeah, Devers can get hot. Yeah, Adames can get hot. But once you get to this point, you start wondering if kind of this is who they are and this is who they're going to be down the stretch.
Yeah, and Evan hit the nail on the head, because I believe the deadline is the 31st. So they got 9 games starting tonight before, let's just say, Posey did to Bob Myers. You don't have to make a decision until you really have to. But obviously you want to get on something early. But, man, you got the Braves, the Mets, and the Pirates, Donnie. And if you could get fat somehow during that 9-game stretch, a 6-3 or 7-2, I believe Buster, and even who says if it's the other way, Buster would, you know, read the room and act accordingly in regard to if he was going to add or even stay pat.
Yeah, I mean, at this point, let's say you have 9 games,
yeah,
and you go 6-3.
Then I feel like he would add.
See, and that's where I guess what I'm saying is, you're 52-48, and I'm not going to let, if this team goes 6-3, I'm not going to say, well, now we're adding, but if we would have gone 3-6, we would sit tight or sell. Like, I think it's, and this is kind of where I've always been with the baseball season. It's like so long, and if you look at the Giants, they've had a bunch of time, you know, they've won 5 of 6, then they lose 6 of 7. So I would not want to get caught if this team wins 6 of its next 9 and starting to think that it's a dramatically different team just because it went 6-3 over 9 games. That to me is the real tricky part with the Giants. If you really thought that when they were 41-29, they were a 90-plus win team, then maybe you strategize thinking that you're that good of a team. But can you really assume that this team's that team, the team that was 41-29?
That's his job, though, Stani.
Yeah, I can't.
And I hadn't heard him talk since I don't even want to say since, but the one thing that came out when he opened his mouth last time, Stoney, was it was go time. So I wonder if somebody had a microphone in front of his face today on July 21st, what time is it now? Is it still go time? Because I'm going to give it seven games before the deadline to make something happen. Or he's played this game. Stoney, does he have a gut feeling about how good he thinks this team is? And it's just about how close they are.
Yeah, I mean, I'd like to think that as Buster Posey's watched this team over the last month, 5 weeks, whatever it's been, I mean, he's got to be concerned. I mean, he's got to be concerned because I'm not sure this team has another gear right now. I mean, especially
like
with the team
in neutral now, though.
Especially with the teams coming up, you know, you got Atlanta, then you got the Mets coming up for three, Pirates, the Mets again, then the Pirates. You got to take advantage,
yeah,
of those teams. But hell, you may see Skeens twice. Who knows?
Oh, I didn't even think of that.
So. What do you do if you're Buster Posey right now? The other thing is when he took the job, I mean, he made a point to talk about wanting this team to be more homegrown and developing more players through the farm system. So are you telling me that that's kind of what he'd like to accomplish? Now, he had an opportunity to get Devers, so he did that, and he took two guys off the major league roster and two guys off, who are in the farm system. But I don't think Buster Posey wants to do that again. He wants to have his good prospects stay in the system so that they can eventually bring them up.
Yeah, I'm looking at.
I don't think he wants to raid the farm system right now. That's like raid the farm system is not a good term, but like I don't know that I'm getting rid of as many as one player in the minor leagues that I really, really like for the idea that another move then vaults this team into not only the playoffs, but then can make a run.
Well, I'll say this, Dan Pat still, that's not the worst case scenario to me, because the move could be if Rafi got hot, if he just looked like his old self, then what's the chain reaction with this team and his offense from that vantage point? But it's funny, Stoney, I'm watching Yaz. He's batting .242, 8 homers, 28 RBIs. And this is a contract year for him. And then I look at Matos, who I know has kind of basically failed. I wonder if Buster's – I do think of Yaz like, is this his last tour with the Giants? And if you put Matos out there, would he accumulate .242, 8 homers, and 28 RBIs if he was damn near your everyday right fielder? But just thoughts I have, like, man, I'm not blaming it on Yaz, but Yaz is Yaz. But if you're talking about the homegrown, you still got Matos, or could some other team look at Matos at the deadline and he'd be included in something?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, and would you even think of moving Ellie Ramos right now?
I would not.
He might have more value than some of the guys we're talking about. That would be a big time sell. He was an all-star last year. But when I look at this roster, I got to believe that Chapman, Devers, Adames are probably not going anywhere. I wouldn't imagine Ramos is going anywhere. He's just too young and I would say too solid right now. But 888-957-9570 is the number. Giants fans, where are you right now with this team? You've lost 5 in a row, 3 in a row after the All-Star break. You are in 8th place right now in the National League. Mm. So you're right in the middle of the National League. And so Buster Posey's got some decisions to make on what the direction of this team's going to be, and he's got 10 days to do it. What would you like to see Buster Posey do if you're a Giants fan? 888-957-9570. And a reminder that all guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands guest line. Isn't it time for you to discover the islands? River Islands in Lathrop.
For you dealing with Steinmetz Guru, you should have 4 or 5 appreciation days a month.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
We got a little mystery brewing here.
Yeah, we got to get True Detective.
This is crazy.
And it's really something we got to figure out.
Do you have somebody in mind? I do.
I do too. I do too. I have somebody in mind, but I'm not going to.
Yeah, I got you.
So Guru and I, every day we do the pregame show sponsored by New Vodka. That's N-U-E Vodka. No velvet rope needed. And we have three full bottles of vodka, a citrus, a
not
cucumber.
Not anymore.
And a regular. And they're unopened, and we always use them as props. And we come in this morning, and somebody had opened up the citrus vodka.
Yeah.
And apparently drank.
At work.
Well, drank. I don't know. There was a fifth, you know, I would say that there were two or three good shots taken out of there.
And that's what life's about.
And it was full on Friday, and it was open today. So that leaves the people that were here over the weekend to answer for it. And
they're like the Giants. We got 2.5 bottles now.
Just real quick, can I assume that Devone and Lubman did the morning show on Saturday?
They did.
And do we know who produced? Was it Carter?
I think it was Steven Rizzotto.
Rizzotto. Okay. I posted it. Yeah, he ain't on my list.
Well, we'll get to the bottom of it. We've got surveillance.
Nothing wrong with a little sip. A little hit.
That's our prop.
I don't think it was from our station.
I'm with Lickety.
KCBS?
Yeah.
Lickety. I'm the type of guy I would have went and put water back in it to make it look like it was still.
That's even worse.
If you ain't cheating, you ain't trying. Don't just leave it there like it's not going to be noticed.
But the unopened corks have plastic.
Yeah, right.
So we would know that it's open.
That's true.
Yeah.
Let's go to Mark in San Francisco. How you doing, Mark? What's going on?
Hey, guys. Good morning. Listen, I've been rolling with the Giants for a long time, right? And I remember Bochy, the way he managed the team. He was the manager. And I blame this all on Melvin because he's supposed to step in and tell the pitchers, hey, it's time to come out of the game. Use my bullpen, especially that second game against Toronto when Logan Webb had that 2-0 lead in the sixth. You take him out, use the bullpen, which is the strength of the team, seal that win. And then by yesterday with Robbie Ray, the umps, they were definitely they were inconsistent with the calls there. He should have got thrown out. I would have got tossed in that game just for the simple fact that the umps were just terrible. Get my team fired up, motivated, whatever, and win the game. You know what I mean? Melvin has to manage, just like Bochy did. How many games did Bochy win because of his decisions? Think back, man. We won games because of what Bochy did. He manages the game for the team. You don't let the players manage. The players play. The managers manage. That's all I got to say. Steinmetz, and get off of Rafi Devers.
He stinks. He stinks.
He's the best hitter we've had since Barry Bonds.
He's hitting .208 when it's a Giant.
But look at his stats.
I know.
Look at his stats.
I'm messing with you, Mark.
Look at his stats. I know you are.
You know he's playing, Mark. Yeah.
You've been messing with the Warriors. You messed with the Warriors when we were winning.
I've been listening for a long time. Okay. He got you, Stoney. What's up, baby?
Do another day off on my behalf.
There it is. My man.
All right, Mark.
He's on to you.
Okay, I'll get off Devers. He's off to a great start as a Giant.
No, we're not saying.
You can tell when he got here, the team just galvanized and they rallied around Devers.
I'm thinking of Jimmy
Butler.
And
this clubhouse got so tight and they just went on a run. I guess not. I guess they didn't go on a run.
Well, I'm going to say this.
Did something happen when Devers got here? Did some dynamic change when Rafael Devers got here?
I'm saying no. We saw the press conference, Johnny. He was giddy. He was happy. The Giant players were happy they got a big bat. The Bay was captivated. So was the baseball world. No. So it's just been a dud. But I will say this. This is bigger than Devers. How long can you have a catcher batting 200 or below? I mean, is there any defense that good? Is there any defense in this era of baseball that damn good to where you can be afforded basically an automatic out? And I know he had the walk-off.
He's hitting .250 since Devers got here. So he's actually hit. Adamas, Devers, and Schmidt are the only guys hitting over .230 everyday players since
You're cooking the books.
No, I'm not.
Adamas was getting hot, you said, all I care about is the whole enchilada.
That's right.
And I left here like, I kind of get that. Yeah. So I'm looking at Bailey. I don't care about the 250, the last
That's
whatever.
Fine.
What is he on the year?
Yeah, he's sitting like 200 on the year. But he's not a good hitter, and we knew that coming into the season.
But if so, but that's my point, Stoney. If you're not good at hitting overall, you can't just get a scholarship. How long can you keep going with guys that can't hit?
Well, they don't. They don't have anybody else at catcher. Yeah. I mean,
that was more so just moving forward. You are right, but it's just like, damn, man. I'm just asking again out loud: is there any defense that good to constitute a guy that you think is not going to hit it out the park and, you know, is just not good at hitting? How long does that go? That's all I'm asking.
You know what? What if he doesn't hit in the National League? Well, what if he just isn't the same player that he was in Boston than he is here?
Oh, you're talking about Devers.
Yeah. I'm absolutely talking about Devers. You know, he's played 28 games, not a ton.
But that ain't 10. That's more than 10, Stoney. 28?
Yeah. 28 games.
And you said, what, two homers? That's the part that I just – that's disheartening. You see him up there, Stoney, swinging from the left side, and you're like, man, he runs into one here. Put three on the board. I'm going, Harrelson, put it on the board. But, man, Stoney, it just hadn't happened.
All right, the one thing that John Smoltz talked about with the morning show was – yeah, the Giants have struggled over the last month, but Smoltz was asked about the job that he thought Posey's done.
But I think what Buster Posey is trying to do in San Francisco, if I could give him a big standing ovation, I would do it, because he's trying to balance all the things that the game is now, what it was then, and bring both together and try to have that balance. And I think in the long run, San Francisco is going to be way better. We all know that that 1 year place and plug, every decision seemed to be right. They had that unbelievable year. And then you start thinking that's the matrix and that's the success. It's impossible to have success like that every year. You've got to have stars. You've got to have players that play every day. You can't always have platoon. You can't mix and match. You can't make every right decision. I've said this for years, and I think people would think it's crazy coming out of my mouth. Take a casual fan from the stands and let him manage a game and try to lose. Just try to lose. Try to make every wrong decision. And you know what's going to happen over time? You're going to win some of those games.
Look at Smolcey.
I don't know what that means.
Sometimes you just run into one.
Yeah.
Even on your worst day. But it doesn't feel like the Giants can do that now. Like, I'm like Birdsong. What do we know about him? Stoney's been struggling, right? It's hot. That humidity in Hotlanta. I mean, man, you want to say, okay, nothing to see here, but who knows?
I mean, I'm really starting to think that when Buster Posey took this job, that he like, if Buster Posey takes the job and looks at this team, there's no way he likes this team or liked it when he took over. And I guarantee you, he was not saying, give me a year. I'm sure he was saying, I need a few years, because we just don't have enough overall talent on this roster.
Well, he's going to get that. And I think, like I said, Stoney, I think the deal was batting 400 with this Devers move.
Well, that's why it's not a make or break year. And I don't think Buster Posey thinks of it as a make or break year. This is his first year. He made a big acquisition of Devers a month or so ago. They still don't have enough everyday players who are good enough to be consistent.
Then why did we all buy?
Because I got off to a fast start, and everybody, you know, it's just like
give it to him.
Somebody gets off to a good start, and it's fool's gold is what it was.
But Webb and Ray are not fool's gold.
Those are two pitchers. You got three
Devers
others.
And Adames are not fool's gold.
That's not a guru. Look at other lineups. Who are the best three players on the Jays? Bichette?
Yeah.
Guerrero and who else? Barger.
They're
better than the top three hitters on the Giants. Like, they're better than Devers, Adames, and Chapman.
But the game is played. It's not just that, though, Stoney.
Right.
And that's when the Giants won World Series.
And
they would lose that game every day. They would lose that exercise pretty much a lot.
And without looking at the rest of the – but that's the problem. their three best players aren't among the top three guys, like the three-man, the best three-man guys on the team. They're not the best. And when you get past that three guys, you got nothing.
Well,
like, so you, so your big, your supposed big boppers
are underperforming. We understand that.
Are they?
Yes, they are.
Okay. I mean,
I believe Devers is a giant, is underperforming.
Well, sure he is, but he's still got like
seven. But if you had to bet, don't you think he's going to come? And he may not.
I don't know.
But I'm running out of hope, but I'm like, every day is an opportunity. But Steiny, you're talking about two different things, and Buster is under no scrutiny. But the bottom line is, who's going to get these guys to perform?
They have to.
No,
they're veterans. Yeah. Like, I don't know. Like, do you really blame Burrow for Chapman, Adamas, and Devers?
I blame Burrow for this whole ineptitude of the offense, even when they were 12 over. They were not hitting, and they're still not hitting. But listen, I'm supposed to not look at the hit. Like, Steiny, even if you thought it wasn't Burrow, sometimes you got to just make it, you got to do something to do it.
Well, I never believe in that.
Well, don't even, like, you're talking about not even having managers, basically, because you feel you sound like they don't even matter.
No, I didn't say that.
But it sounds like it.
I mean, this is a team, like, I can't blame Melvin for the big boys not hitting, that's all. And the other thing is, like, why can't we look at the Giants and say, okay, who are their top three hitters?
Right.
Devers, Adamas, and Chapman.
Okay. Not bad.
That's not bad, but what, half the league's got three guys better? Like a, let's call them a big three? Probably more than half the league has a better big three. And then that's not where I'm stopping. Then let's go below the big three. Below the big three, they got nothing. Outside of Ramos.
Well, I was just about to say, yeah.
Like,
I was
going
last year, Ramos so, with an all-star.
So why can't we look at it like the three big boys they have really are just middle of the road compared to every other team's big three? And then when you get beyond the big three, they don't have anything other than Ramos consistently. So when I look at this team, like they should be hitting better. But they're not a juggernaut. They don't have guys that hit for average. They don't have any speed. They're not a great base running team. I mean, they essentially become a team that doesn't have power, but they have to play station to station baseball.
Yeah.
And here's the other thing. When you're playing station to station baseball, guess what? You need three hits in an inning to score a run. Two doesn't get it done.
It feels that way.
So that's why it's some of the reason why they're having trouble scoring. Let's go to Al in San Francisco. Hey, Al, how you doing?
Hey, guys. Good morning. Thank you for bringing me on here, man.
Yeah.
When Posey took over the team and started bringing the puzzles, trying to get the puzzles right to fit the Giants for this year, when he brought Adamas and then now Devers, it's okay. But I think it's also replaced Melvin. Melvin is not doing a good job, like the other caller said, about being a manager. He doesn't know how to manage the team, man. Along with the batting coaches, get rid of all of them. Replace them, man, because this batting coach is not productive in getting these batters to hit properly to earn these runs. So I think Melvin should be gone, and the batting coaches and everybody else, you know, just start off because they're not hitting, man. They have the power. They have this Fitzgerald, yes, Kim Chi, and all of them. They have the speed and Chapman, but they need the hitting. And I blame it on Melvin and also the coaching, batting coaches. Thank you, guys.
All right. Appreciate the call.
Because like, you're not going to be able to get rid of all the players all at once if you're saying they don't have anything.
Right.
You know,
I think Posey knew that. Like, I really do think Buster Posey, when he took over, said, we've got to change this team. And we've got to get away from platooning, and we've got to get some everyday players in here. And it's going to take a while.
Right.
How come? Because we need so many of them.
But that doesn't explain your biggest issue. You went and got a bopper and he's underperforming in your uniform. Why?
Because it's baseball, Goo.
Well, that's not a good enough answer.
Okay, well then answer it.
No, I'm saying maybe something's up with the coaches. You can't just sit here like a bump on a pickle and say these dudes are going to work themselves out. Like, damn,
that's disrespecting the game. But he just extended Melvin.
I got you, and so I want to ask why. Why did you have to do that? Make it look like he's managing for something.
Just acknowledge that when he extended Melvin, everybody applauded him.
No, they were slipping when he extended
Melvin. That's right. And everybody praised him because when Buster Posey extended Melvin, everybody was happy because he was saying Melvin is not the reason we're struggling. Yeah. It's the players. Yeah. So that's from Buster Posey. Yeah. So if you want Melvin fired or Burrow fired,
there's just Posey a conversation to be had about those dudes don't just get a pass while everything around them is just going to crud.
My point is that Buster Posey knew that this team wasn't that good and they need a lot more talent. And good for Rafi Devers. He was 13th in MVP voting, 4 years ago. But the bottom line is, he wasn't going to change the entire makeup of this team.
See, it's easy for you to say that.
Well,
now.
Why?
Because
would
we
Buster
did three
Posey
or four games
affect?
Of shows. Okay. Commenting on they went and got the best hitter since Barry Bonds. It doesn't work. I get you, Stoney. It's easy for you to say that now.
No, it's easy
it's
for me
easy.
To say it then.
It doesn't make this not a problem. It's a major problem.
When they got Devers, I asked you how that was going to make Patrick Bailey a better hitter and Fitzgerald a better hitter. How? Tell me how. And he's not hitting and nobody else is better. But the reality of the situation is if you look, they don't have enough talent offensively. Like this team has too many, so many offensive holes, and that's what we're starting to find out.
But Devers has become a hole. Why?
Because he's not good right now.
And I'm asking you, whose job is it to find that out? It feels like guys are sleeping at the wheel that are supposed to be teaching instruction and the mental aspect and component to the game.
So let me get this straight. According to you, Devers is the best Giants hitter since Barry Bonds. What the hell is Pat Burrell going to be able to do with Devers? Like, Devers is a professional hitter.
Well, and professional hitters have hitting coaches, just like golfers have.
You're right.
Like, Stoney, I'm grasping for straws, but I'm just blown away that you're not even saying or meeting people halfway. Like, okay, you don't like the emotion thing. You think that's overblown. And Melvin, in Arizona, not going ham. But I'm just wondering if his mild-manneredness is rubbing off on the team.
I mean, maybe. Who would manage this team if it's not Melvin?
Somebody with more fire. But I get you. He got another deal. He ain't going anywhere. And I'm not saying if you fire Melvin, they're going to win 100 games. But Rafi Devers, to me, his ineptness, Donnie, is exhibit A is to something bigger going on
maybe
here with my team.
Maybe he doesn't want to be here.
Now, why would you say that? Because we just saw the press conference. He was happy.
So you're not going to want to be here and
self-sabotage yourself?
No.
He's not trying to hit it out the park?
No, I'm not saying that. But maybe he's not comfortable here. Me with half the team showing up to his press conferences. Boy, they were so together.
Right.
Like, that means nothing that they had nothing to do during the press conference and they sat in the back.
Okay, let's just say you're right. All of a sudden he's figured out, oh boy, I don't want to be here with these dimensions.
I'm not saying he doesn't want to be here.
Help him figure that out. That's a problem.
Maybe he can't figure it out. Maybe he's so hurt he's never going to be better this year.
Maybe
you've acquired a guy who's damaged goods. I don't know what the answer is, but I do know that Devers, Chapman, and Adamas, even if they're playing pretty well, I don't think that's enough for this team. They have too many easy outs on the team, and you're right. Two of those three guys for most of the season have been easy outs.
Yeah, and if just for this discussion,
I just don't think this team's like, wow. Like we're acknowledging all the shortcomings, but then we're wondering why they're not doing well.
Okay,
because they have too many shortcomings.
But the best part of those shortcomings to me is, Stoney, let's just say this because Adamas is showing me that is the lights are not all the way off. If those two got hot, they could carry this offense. Just admit, Stoney, this offense might look a whole lot different with just those two dudes playing to the back of their baseball card. Like, that right there gives you hope.
Sure. Does that make them a playoff team?
We would have to say, they're right there on the cusp of it. But every day goes by, you're running out of time. and my guy Pants Cannon Garage on the YouTube chat tonight. Goo doesn't understand slumps. I do.
Yeah, I mean, Devers is going to get hot at some point, probably. And then you know what? Maybe Adamas cools off.
And hopefully it's not too late.
Well, what I wonder is why in baseball, like basketball's got five guys, baseball's got nine and a pitcher. Yeah. Like one guy cannot dramatically change an entire team. Like if let's say the Giants had acquired Barry Bonds, like Barry Bonds would have probably come here, done Barry Bonds things.
And they would have won two or three instead of losing two or three to the Dodgers when he came up.
Right. And yeah, Patrick Bailey still wouldn't be able to hit.
But I'm just saying, when the bottle stops spinning and you're up at the plate, which Devers has been more than a few times, that one hit could change the outcome of a ball game.
I mean, like, we all love the Devers move. He can't hit right now. So whose fault is that?
Well, I would say, okay, if it's just him, it's nobody's fault. Pastani, the right on the table brought to you by Echo Pest Controls. Nobody can hit. And it's been going on all season.
See, I think it's more roster construction than guys underachieving. Obviously, Adamas and Devers have not gotten off the good starts here. But I'm looking at all the other guys. I'm looking at
Chung-Hoo Lee.
Chung-Hoo Lee, yes.
He's thrown out at second on a good hit, a double. I mean, things happen, but that's a killer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, 888-957-9570 is the number. The Giants, I don't know. The more I look at this lineup outside of the names, I'm not sure how they can score enough runs. And then the pitching.
Yeah.
I'm telling you right now, pitching ain't going to be as good as it was in the first
half. I'm with you, but I got to say this. I will not admit it's because this team is not good enough. I think they're good enough, but they're playing, they're underperforming more than one guy of more, of like, why? We got to get to the bottom of it. And then I'm saying this again, man. I mean what I'm about to say. Stoney, why did Kapler get fired?
Nobody liked him.
Do we know that for fact?
I think we do. I mean, he got fired with four games left.
Yeah, but I hadn't heard one player come out and say they didn't like Gabe Kapler. He won 107 with this team, mix and matching. The way we didn't like it, it wasn't sexy. But good Lord, you could look at that as exhibit A of I got everything out of damn near everybody.
He did it in one out of
season.
4 years.
And the rest looked like this season is happening. On the outside is a
you brought up Kapler. What, do you want to hire him back?
No, not at all. I'm just like –
yeah,
I just feel like Melo's getting a pass in the sense of what's going on with your club.
They're 52-48 is what's going on, and that's who they are. And if you look at the roster, I don't see how you think they could be 57-42. All right, 888, what do you guys think, Giants fans? 888-957-9570 is the number. It looks like what Goo and I disagree with is, you know, I can only assume Goo thinks this is a 90-plus win team, and I think it's an 85-win team. What do you think it is? What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good.